You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moresureword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moresureword.com. That's www.moresureword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. The Lord said, when you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. He's talking about all the signs of the end time. And in all those signs, which are all general signs except one, he gives the one and only specific sign, the one and only sign in all three of those chapters, Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark 13, the only specific sign that you can put your finger on and say, this is going to happen on a given specific day in history. God wants his people to know. We should know that. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Well, that day that Paul referred to is the day of the Lord, the day of the Lord's second coming in glory with such radiant brightness that it will cause the elements to melt with fervent heat. The mountains will melt down and fill the valleys. The seas will go, and they'll go up and hit the cold of outer space and form the firmament again. Everything on this planet that defiles will be burned up. That day is the last day before the return of the Lord in great power and glory. But it's another day that he speaks of in Matthew 24, 35 and 36, and Mark 13, 31 and 32. It's another day, the day that heaven and earth will pass away. Of that day, the day that heaven and earth passes away, that day is a day that no man knows. That's a day way out in the future, yet somewhere on the other side of his millennial reign for the seventh millennium, where he will reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But God wants his people to know the day of the Lord's return. And I think we can say that with all holy boldness, that God wants his people to know the day of the Lord's return, which will come upon the world and the wicked in particular, like a thief in the night. When we see a certain event happen on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, we can know that the day of the Lord's return is 75 days from that event. Wow. Whoa. Yeah. Now let me say it again. When we see a certain event happen on Temple Mount in Jerusalem, we can know that the day of the Lord's return is 75 days from that event. Wow. Ought this not be shouted from every pulpit in the world? What are you talking about? I'm talking about what Jesus said. When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place. Where's the holy place? Well, it's the place where God Almighty has chosen to place his name. It is where the altar of God Almighty is spoken of by Daniel the prophet. It's called the abomination of desolation. And when we see that event, we can know that the Lord's return will be 75 days from that event. Wow. Yeah, it's important. So, what is the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet? Who will do the abomination of desolation? And when will this abomination be done on the holy place, Temple Mount, in Jerusalem? Good questions. You heard the questions. I do hope, by the more sure word of God in the KJV, the King Jesus Version, Holy Bible, the authorized version, the one sprinkled by the blood of the martyrs. I do hope that by that more sure word of God in the Holy Bible, and by the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit of truth, that we can come up with some answers. In Daniel, we're given a definite sequence of the times that can and should now be understood. And just being able to understand things that have been a mystery for centuries, to actually see these things, which the Lord said this privileged last generation would be privileged to see, tells us that the time is short when all things will be finished. Howbeit when he, Jesus said, John 16:13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Hallelujah. Revelation 22:6, and he said unto me, these things are faithful and true. The Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Oh, we love his law, don't we? God is love, and his law is 10 simple instructions in the real thing, not feigned affection, the real thing, not phony baloney stuff called love, but the real thing. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day, now we're talking about the day of the Lord, his return, which is not the same day when heaven and earth pass away. That day when heaven and earth pass away is a different day. Now we're talking about that day of the Lord's return. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness. You got the Holy Ghost. You got the more sure word of God. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness that that day, the day of the Lord, not the day that heaven and earth pass away, but the day of the Lord's return. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are the children of light and the children of the day. We're not of the night, nor of darkness. The Lord told us to study Daniel. He told us to study Daniel for the knowledge of the one and only specific sign that will happen on a given specific day in history, so his saints will know that we are that privileged generation to witness the day of the Lord's second coming. When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. We now see these things, and therefore we're directed by the Lord to read and understand what was given to Daniel, which has been sealed up until now. And by the way, there is no mention of any such thing as a third coming or some sort of secret pre-trib rapture. I'm just going to say that flat out. If you read the Bible that way, you ain't reading it by the Holy Ghost. I'm sorry. Somebody ought to love you enough to tell you. There simply is no such thing as a third coming or some sort of secret pre-tribulation rapture. When he comes, every eye will see him. It will not be a secret. It will be, sadly, a surprise to most. But you, brethren, are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. There is no mention of any such thing, not a single verse in the scripture of a third coming or some sort of secret pre-tribulation rapture. Not even one single verse in the entire Holy Bible in context rightly divided by the Holy Ghost. That's just the way it is. Kind of like Fly told Babe, that's just the way things are. Believe it or you're in trouble. You're deceived. So we now see these things, and therefore we're directed by the Lord to read and understand what was given to Daniel. And if we read Daniel, we know that the Lord gave Daniel certain things to understand, and that even though Daniel was so greatly beloved, that he got visitations, not just from Gabriel, not just from Michael, the two highest ranking angels, but the Lord himself visited Daniel with Michael. But even though Daniel was so greatly beloved and sought the Lord for understanding, Daniel was told that certain things must be sealed up until the time of the end. And the purpose of that sealing until the end was that his people of that privileged generation who are to witness the end of the age would know, not just think they know, but actually would know by the more sure word of God and his spirit of truth. They would actually know the time when the seals would come off. Specifically, I think, and most importantly, of Daniel chapter 8. And when those seals in Daniel chapter 8 came on, his people would know the time is now at hand. I want you to think about a few verses from Daniel chapter 8 and how we should be able to see how these things were sealed up until the time of the end. And that we should now be able to understand how the seals have been opened. Daniel chapter 8. Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision. So he came near where I stood. And when he came, I was afraid. And I fell upon my face. But he said unto me, understand, O son of man, for at the time of the end shall be the vision. And as I was considering, behold, an he-goat came from the west on the face of the whole earth and touched not the ground. Guess what? That couldn't be Alexander the Great, could it? No, it couldn't. The whole earth, number one, wasn't even known in the time of Alexander the Great. And you need airplanes to cross the face of the whole earth without touching the ground. Alexander just couldn't fill those criteria. But this he-goat came from the west across the face of the whole earth without touching the ground. And the goat had a notable horn, this perception of being the world's only superpower and tool of the Antichrist. for prospering craft and setting up the global Antichrist peace program of sudden destruction. That's that notable horn between the eyes of the he-goat that came from the west across space, the whole earth without touching the ground. And he came to the ram that had two horns, which I had seen standing before the river, and the ram. And this he-goat ran into him in the fury of his power. And I saw him come close unto the ram, and he was moved with choler against him, and smote the ram, and brake his two horns. And there was no power in the ram to stand before him, but he cast him down to the ground and stamped upon him. And there was none that could deliver the ram out of his hand. And therefore the he-goat waxed very great. And when he was strong, the great horn was broken. And he said, behold, I will make thee know what shall be in the last end of the indignation. For at the time appointed, the end shall be. The ram which thou sawest having two horns are the kings of Media and Persia. God said so. Iraq and Iran. God said so. Those are the nations, the he-goat from the west that came across the face of the whole earth without touching the ground. Those are the two nations that would get stomped. Iraq and Iran. God said so. There stood before the river a ram which had two horns, and the two horns were high, but one was higher than the other, and the higher came up last. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up. And his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. And he shall destroy wonderfully and shall prosper and practice and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. And through his policy also he shall cause craft, witchcraft, the craft of Freemasonry, Luciferian religion. He shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince, the capital P, prince of princes. But he shall be broken without hand, and the vision of the evening and morning which was told is true. Wherefore, shut thou up the vision, for it shall be for many days. Get your KJV Holy Bible and look at these verses, Daniel 9, 22 through 27. Look at them in your Holy Bible. It's good for us to look at these things. It's good for you to know I'm not making any of this up. It's good for you to know what is being said is written. Now, it's supposed to be shut up for many days. It was supposed to be, God said so, sealed up until the time of the end. Now, there have been people that have made an attempt to open these things up, but they were pretty well hamstrung. Because God said it would be sealed up for us. Yes, for us. When these seals are opened after many days, the saints are to know that we are that privileged generation to witness the great tribulation and the second coming of the Lord Yeshua immediately after the tribulation of those days. God said so. Yes, he did. Matthew 24:29, God said so, that he's going to send his angels for his elect immediately after the tribulation of these days. The abomination of desolation, what is it? The abomination of desolation is when the Antichrist, either in person or by way of his false prophet Pope, stops the morning and evening oblation. He will go where that altar is located on the Temple Mount, and he will stop that morning and evening oblation on Temple Mount. That's the abomination of desolation. We know because God said so. It will be the Antichrist who stops it. No blood of bulls and goats will ever go on that altar. That altar has one and only one purpose. The morning and evening oblation must be done before any stone can even be put in the foundation of the temple. Now, how long do you think that altar, which affirms the ownership of the Lord Jesus Christ of the fullness of the earth because he created it and he redeemed it, you know the Antichrist is going to know the meaning of that oblation altar. Would to God more Christians would understand the meaning of that oblation altar. Would to God more Christians would see in the book of Acts about 30 proofs written in the more sure word of God that the apostles respected that morning and evening oblation altar. But sadly, we know that most Christians, even people who call themselves Christians, are going to cheer the Antichrist when he stops it. But God said it will be the Antichrist that stops it. The abomination of desolation is when the Antichrist in person or by his false prophet Pope stops the morning and evening oblation altar on Temple Mount and sets up the 666 image of his fourth beast government on Temple Mount in the old city of Jerusalem. And that is the only specific sign of all the great tribulation events given by the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21. That is the only specific event that will happen on a given specific day in history. And all the rest are general signs, and they are not specific, some of which have been going on for over 50 years. But that one is specific. That one will happen on a given specific day in history. The Lord made a special point to tell us to read and study Daniel so that we would know and understand the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, relating to the holy place on Temple Mount, where that oblation, that morning and evening oblation altar to honor God as owner of the fullness of the earth, will be placed on Temple Mount in Jerusalem. That, and that only, is the sign, the specific event that his people should know to recognize as the specific sign of his second coming and of the end of the age. And I'm just going to make a very bold statement. When you see that, 75 days later will be the day of the Lord. 75 days after that event, the Lord will return in great power and glory. I'm going to try and give you some details why I think it's time that we know this. The specific verses in context, most specifically related to the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, are in Daniel 9, 22 through 27. So you know where we're going. Daniel chapter 9, verses 22 through 27. If you're studying Daniel and you're looking for that place in Daniel where we see and can read about the abomination of desolation, you will come to zero in on these verses if you want the context. And it's always wise to have the context, because things taken out of context can easily become pretext. Daniel 9, verses 22 through 27. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. At the beginning of thy supplications, the commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. And therefore understand the matter and consider the vision. 70 weeks, now in the Hebrew that word is Shaboah. 70 Shaboahs, 70. 7-year periods are determined. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon the holy city, thy holy city, Jerusalem. 70 weeks, 70, 7-year periods, 490 years, are determined upon thy people, Israel, and upon thy holy city, Jerusalem, to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to set up, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Know, therefore, and understand. Isn't that something? Know, therefore, and understand that from the time, from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the capital P Prince, shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. Okay, that's 69 weeks. That's 69 times 7. 69 times 7. From the time that the commandment goes forth to rebuild until the Messiah, the Prince, is going to be 483 years. That's why Jesus said, if the people were silent right now, the very rocks would cry out. That's why Jesus said that, because that set the day, commonly referred to as Palm Sunday. That set the day when Messiah the Prince would ride in, like Zechariah said, on the foal, the colt of an ass. That set it to the very day. So if the people were quiet, because God had said this day would be when the Messiah would come as a prince, the capital P, Prince of Peace, Melchizedek, the King of Righteousness, would come, and the people would say, Hosanna! Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord. You can check it out. And it was to the day. Glory to God. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy. To seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Know, therefore, and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublous times. I want you to know Sir Isaac Newton's lifetime study of Daniel concluded that this verse, and by the way, it's interesting how that study, his life's work really was not the three great laws upon which all physics short of nuclear physics was based. The three laws that this greatest, arguably the greatest genius ever to have lived, who by age 30 realized science couldn't be advanced any further in his lifetime, spent the rest of his lifetime studying Daniel. And when he concluded that lifetime study, this greatest genius of all times concluded that Daniel 9:25 talked about both the first coming and the second coming of the capital P, Prince of Princes. And it was lost. Didn't get rediscovered until 1992. Isn't that interesting? Well, God said it would be sealed up, didn't he? And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince, little p prince, by the way, and the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood. And unto the end of the war, desolations are determined. And he, who is he now? And he, the Antichrist, little p prince, who shall by peace destroy many. And he shall confirm the covenant with many. And Hebrew word there in that verse, by the way, is rabin. Amazing. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And again, that's the Hebrew word shabuah, 7-year period. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. Do you understand what the oblation is? You better. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, with an S on it, plural, and for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate even until the consummation. Even until the consummation. Do you know what a consummation is? What's a consummation? And he shall make it desolate even unto the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. What is the abomination of desolation? When the Antichrist goes over and stops that affirmation that God is the owner of the fullness of the earth, that the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's creator and redeemer, owns the fullness of the earth, the oblation altar, the oblation, morning and evening sacrifice, the abomination of desolation is when the Antichrist prince goes over and stops it. That's the abomination of desolation. Who does it? The Antichrist prince or his false prophet pope? When? I think we ought to know now. When will he do it? At the completion, at the consummation. Isn't that when God said he would do it? At the consummation? At the completion, the ending, the fulfillment, the finish, the conclusion, the wrap-up, the wind-up, the termination, at the end. At the end of what? Near or at the end of the 1260-day period that started when? Well, we don't really need to know that, do we? We don't really need to know that. What God said we need to know, if we know that, we don't need to know when it started. No, we don't. Because we know when it's going to end. And if you know it's 1,260 days long, if you know when it ends, you know when it started. What he told us was important is that we understand the abomination of desolation, which happens at the consummation, done by the Antichrist or his false prophet pope, stopping the morning and evening oblation altar. And if it's done at the end of the 1260-day period, we know where we're at in time, don't we? Yes, we do. There's going to be an image set up. that everybody's going to have to worship this Antichrist prince as God. That image will be set up at day 1260. You'll have 30 days to either receive your 666 biochip mark of the beast in your right hand or forehand, or you'll be mowed down and shot on sight. And they'll know where you are, with modern technology being what it is. You got 30 days to make up your mind. The 666 fourth beast image will be set up, and that starts the 30-day deadline of day 1290 to receive that 666 mark or be killed by the 666 fourth beast Antichrist world government, which is now in place, if you haven't noticed. I'll be the first to tell you, the world government, the Luciferian Antichrist papal world government is in place. Now, I like to believe that the Lord is shortening those days on the front end, and that the Antichrist stops the oblation altar on Temple Mount at day 1260. And if that be so, and you need to seek your trustworthy teacher, you need to study the scriptures yourself and see that, but I'm just telling you what I believe. I believe that day will be 1260, day 1260. It will be at the consummation, the ending of those 1260 days, when Antichrist was given power to wage war on the saints and to overcome them for 42 months. It's going to be at the consummation. At that time, we are to know that we are just 75 days away from the second coming of the Lord to put an end to the tribulous times, the troublous times, the tribulation times, an end to the Antichrist fourth beast world government. So you can keep your mark. I don't want your mark in my right hand or forehead. You can keep it. I'm not going to receive it. You can't force it on me. I will not receive it. You can take my head, but I ain't taking your mark. Because 75 days, you ain't going to be here anyhow. You're going to see the glory. And every tribe on the earth will mourn. And everything that defileth will be burnt up. And I'm going to fly. I ain't going to fry. I intend to fly. On that day, we either fly or we fry. Now, that's just 75 days later. Blessed and holy is he that endureth to the 1335th day. We're going to see the two witnesses. We're going to know who the two witnesses are. They'll be prophesying in that 75-day period. They'll be killed at day 72. Their dead bodies will be laid out in the streets of Jerusalem for 3 days. And when they fly, when the Spirit of Life, God sends the Spirit of Life back into them and they fly, we fly. They're kind of like our flight instructors. I like to believe that the Lord is shortening those days on the front end, and that the Antichrist stops the oblation altar on Temple Mount at day 1260. At the consummation. And at that time, we are to know that we're just 75 days away from the second coming of the Lord to put an end to this Antichrist fourth beast 666 government, to bring an end to sin. Hallelujah. Only God can do that. And he will. He's going to burn up everything that defiles to bring an end to sin, to make reconciliation for iniquity, hallelujah, to anoint the most holy, and to bring in everlasting righteousness. I believe it is now time that the debating should be brought to a conclusion, and that the faithful remnant should be brought by the more sure word of God and his Holy Spirit of truth to a known and commonly accepted understanding. And now, our answer to the first question. What day is that day of which Jesus said there is a day that no man knoweth? No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. That day of which Jesus said no man knoweth is not the day of the Lord. It's not his return. It's the day when heaven and earth shall pass away. listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moreshoreword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moreshureword.com. That's www.moreshoreword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus.